Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've been getting into jams recently.
What kind of jams have you been getting into?
I've been eating this.
Music?
No. I've been getting into this Dutch apple jam, dude. I've been putting it on toast and shit like 3 times daily.
Are you talking about my Dutch apple jam that was like $10 and you've eaten all of it?
Yes. What does it take to own an apple orchard?
I know that you know the answer to this because every time I look over at you, you're watching videos on how to open your own orchard.
They sell the land. They sell the land in just the land. Like, there's no trees included. Like, what do you want to do? Buy it and then wait 50 years for the trees to grow? Sell me an orchard. You know what I mean?
No.
They just give you the land.
And they're like, this could be an apple orchard. Your grandchildren will like this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, buy apples and then plant the apples with the seeds in them?
Dumb. That's kind of like the Susan B. Anthony quote, you know? You plant trees
for your kids.
For shade that you'll never experience.
Mm. Susan do B. Anthony.
What do you think the B stood for? Biatch.
Breasts.
No, really. What do you think it stood for?
Beatrice.
Susan Beatrice Anthony.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
What do you think it is?
Barbara.
That's worse.
Is it worse than Beatrice?
That's way worse.
You like the name Beatrice better than Barbara?
I like that the name could be B, like B-E-A. You know what I mean?
B? Yeah, like B. Arthur?
Yeah.
Arthur?
Oh, we're getting a reveal?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Come on, Susan B.
Brownell.
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 Woo! Ooh, look up Elizabeth Cady Stanton. She's very interesting, too. Let's read a little bit about her. She was an American writer and activist who was the leader of the women's rights movement in the U.S. during the mid to late 19th century. Basically, Susan B. Anthony's right-hand man.
What'd you do?
They helped women get the right to vote in 1919.
Sounds like they were just yapping to me. And welcome back to the See You Later podcast. We're happy to have you here.
Oh my God. I don't like him.
No, for real. Like, did they like... Like, they just, like, held speeches and shit. I really don't know.
They just held speeches and shit?
Yeah, like, they, like, talked a bunch and spread suffrage or whatever.
They spread suffrage.
Like, the idea of it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But they weren't, like, blowing up factories or anything.
No, Susan B. Anthony was a Quaker. Not very violent people.
Hmm.
What, you don't... I know you don't want to talk about this. You're doing your deep inhalation when you're, like... I hate women's rights.
I just, yeah, I don't have any, what's a Quaker?
What's a Quaker?
Like the Oats?
The guy on the Oats was a Quaker. Yeah. It's, cool. It's like a denomination of Christianity where, I think it's where they like quake before the Lord. So they'll be like, you know, like, have you ever seen some, yeah. And make me want to shout kind of thing. Quake, you know, yeah. What I mean? Like, and you like, oh,
yeah.
For Jesus.
Okay.
I don't know. Actually, can we look that up? What's a Quaker? A Quaker is a member of a religious society of Friends, a Christian movement that emphasizes direct experience of God and the belief that there is that of God in everyone. Quakers practice silent or unprogrammed worship. Blah, 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 blah. Jesus this, Jesus that. They originated in England in the 17th century. Where were they? Tell me about them quaking, though.
They do it without formal rituals or ministers. So they just do it all the time. They're just 24/7 worshiping.
Okay, so it's just like golden rule 24/7. Just be your own.
Yeah, it's like passive income.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they don't have to do anything. They're just doing it. They worship while they sleep.
They worship while they sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like passive income?
Hmm.
Throw me that ball. You don't get to have the ball.
Why can't Cameron have the ball?
Because I have the ball. It's my ball.
I like how, depending on the quarter, you have a different piece of sports equipment in your hand.
Yep.
Last quarter, it was a maple bat.
Mm-hmm.
That you, there it is back there, that you insisted that you needed after you cracked your other bat.
Yep.
What's it going to be next quarter?
Jam.
That's going to be the sports equipment that you hold
jam.
In your hand?
I'm going to make a new sport where we just wrestle while we're covered in jam, and whoever licks the most off the other person wins. By weight.
Okay, but you're buying the jam this time because okay. you ate my artisan jam.
Yeah.
All of
it. It's fucking good.
I know it is. The one little teeny tiny taste I got of it, I was like, this is really good. And then I went back for more and gone.
Yeah. You think they combine apple jam with like other jams?
I'm sure that there's some mixtures. Why do you keep asking that question?
I'm just trying to innovate.
Cameron and I the other day. Do you think that they ever do two fruits in one? Do you? Hi, maybe.
Shawnee needs to take off her jingle jangle.
Sing it.
I got spurs that jingle jangle jingle.
Jingle jangle.
Yes, many people mix jam flavors by combining different fruits, adding herbs and spices.
Did Bro just learn what a smoothie was? Why is he getting
That's
hyped?
Not a smoothie. Jam isn't a smoothie.
I'm saying you can mix different fruits. Why?
I'm sure you can. I was wondering if it was good. I just don't know what jam to try next. Comment below if you have a jam for me to try next.
Have you ever tried pepper jam?
No.
Super good.
Like pepper, like black peppercorns?
Not black peppercorns, but... Hi, maybe.
Oh, like sweet peppers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, on like a cheddar biscuit. Put a little pepper jam.
What is maybe doing? Okay. I love her.
She's interrupting.
No, she's not.
She likes the dog on your shirt.
Do you like the dog on my shirt? Do you like Bush's baked beans? I love Bush's baked beans. She's like hugging my legs in like a, I don't know.
She's staring at you pretty longingly.
Do you want me to put your name or my name on your adoption papers?
Yeah.
Am I your birth mother?
I guess I'm wondering in the different quality between like a Welch's jam versus like the artisanal.
What about it?
Is it better?
I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot more preservatives in the Welch's jam than there is in
You would think preservatives would be a good thing.
That is true, because they're called preserves. Okay, we're not going to spend 30 minutes talking about fucking jam. I'm over it. All right?
All right.
I don't always put my foot down right now. Okay. I'm doing it.
All right, sorry. Cam, do you want to update us on
on
our NFL standings? I think Bills lost last week.
Sunday Night Football.
So we're 4-1?
4-1.
Okay.
They're
2-1-1.
Ravens lost again. They don't have Lamar right now.
Ravens lost again, so they're 1-4.
And we don't know if he's coming back for
her. What happened to him?
Hamstring injury.
Mm.
It's a couple weeks, but...
Poor buddy.
They need to start winning.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess
When's the last time there was a tie?
The Packers have a tie.
2-1-1. Against the Cowboys.
Your Packs. They got a tie against the Cowboys.
Did you just say that? Mm-hmm. Oh, I was sort of dissociated petting maybe. Sorry about that. Can you imagine going through a whole fucking game?
And tying?
Getting CTE and then being like,
I can't Americans.
I guess neither of us win.
I can't believe Americans let it happen. You know
what do you mean?
It feels like a European thing.
Well, football's different because you can't have them hitting each other for 10 hours straight.
That's what I'm saying.
Be better? Hit harder?
It's not like baseball where it's just like,
yeah. I guess that's fair.
You gotta run around a little extra.
I don't know. Give him an extra quarter or something.
Quarter.
I don't know.
They give another one
until they.
Isn't
until it
kind of like golden goal in soccer, where it's like they give an amount of time and like you have to score within that, but it's just that you have like a time to work within.
Yeah, you do have a quarter, but
it's just the first two who gets the touchdown.
Yeah. Hmm.
Mm.
Man.
Baseball playoffs are going on right now.
How do you feel about that?
Fine. Fine. There's some teams that I just don't care about at all.
How are the brackets doing? Can we look at our ESPN brackets?
No, because I think it's on our phones. I think
Cam can't look up Bug Bubba since you spelled big wrong.
I don't know if he can. Maybe he can. He would need.
All right. All I know is Cam was in last place. I probably was in first. It's not a big deal. I'm just trying to check it.
You were not in first.
Damn. Is that true?
Yeah. You had...
At least I'm not last.
I don't know. But all the games tonight are going to come to an end, maybe.
What's that supposed to mean?
It
feels like a threat. all the games
it's
tonight.
Like, it's like 2-0 for every game.
Come to an end.
Every game is 2-0, so like they could, everyone could get swept tonight.
No, 2-1. Seattle
2-1. Bro don't know ball. Gotcha. Bro don't know ball.
I cannot believe the Blue Jays are. Whatever.
Did you just hurt yourself scratching your own ears?
Shardy loves to be the center of attention.
She does. I love her, though.
Speaking of center of attention for dogs, we watched the dog movie last night.
Oh, good boy. Okay. Everybody say how they feel about it. No, the movie was called Good Boy. Okay.
I thought you were calling me Good Boy.
You are a good boy.
Thank you.
Or whatever. Cameron, what's your rating out of 10 for Good Boy? Oh, just for everybody, in case you haven't seen it, there's this 75-minute horror film that it's from the POV of a dog, and his owner gets some sort of like
mental,
it's like a neurological issue, but it also seems like it's maybe related to some sort of like pathogen or illness that he has acquired, and it's also the one his grandpa died from, and then he goes and lives in the woods with his dog after getting out of the hospital,
right? And like the dog sees like mud monsters and stuff, and then eventually the owner dies and turns.
I thought it was like
a
black mold monster.
I've never seen black mold be goopy.
Have you ever seen black mold?
Yeah.
Why have you seen black mold?
At the place I used to work, we had to clean it off of all the tanks and stuff.
They had you guys clean it? Were you just like raw dogging it? Just
yeah. Should I not have been?
Probably not.
Because like the whole place was like waterproof, so you'd just like all the time, and then you'd come back
and aerosolize the black mold.
Yeah.
Gross.
Am I dead?
You're not dead.
Am I
going to
turn
dying.
Into a goop monster?
Hey.
Am I going to turn into a goop monster?
I hope not.
Anyway, so this movie, it was from the dog's POV. Not like from its POV, but he was like the main character. And so like you never saw the owner's face until like the very, very end. But like it was just the dog that you're watching the whole time. And the dog would be scared and like looking into the corner. And then he would just look in the camera like. And it kind of took me out of it a little bit. I know they can't make him act like scared, you know. He was a great actor, though. He was, like, doing all kinds of shit.
Indy, the dog.
Yeah.
Goated. I just think... No, do you want to tell us how you feel, maybe? Okay, of course. She wants attention
she
until she doesn't.
Fright.
That's fine. I feel like... And I said this last night. I'm really happy that they didn't have it doing, like, corny Air Bud stuff, where it was, like... I was picturing it being, like, I'm going to boop this TV on with my nose.
Yeah, turn the lights
and
on.
And I'm going to, yeah. And it like wasn't doing unrealistic things.
Yeah, just a dog.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. Oh my God, like Bunny the talking dog who can press a button and be like.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Why Bunny exist?
How come waves?
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was happy that it didn't do that. It seemed like for the most part, like realistic dog expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of. Dog shit, no pun intended.
Yeah, it was a little hard to follow. There wasn't like any arc that I could see. It
a
was
lot
just,
of bark, not a lot of narc.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait,
a lot of bark, no arc.
No arc. Yeah.
Because like the dog can't really have an arc, right?
Have you ever seen Air Bud?
Yeah, but not a real dog. Like okay. He was just vibing the whole time, and they were just doing like scary shit, and he'd be like, "Damn, that's scary." And that was the whole movie for 75 minutes.
Yeah. It does freak me out, though, because like a lot of the movie was the sister of the brother with this illness. And she was like, I think something's happening with you because the dog keeps like staring at and whining and panting and like acting a little funny. And we have dogs that be doing that. And yeah. I don't. It kind of freaked me. It did kind of
this one's
me.
Just staring at me right now. He's longingly staring at me. He's been staring at me this whole
Otis
time.
Otis is yeah. With maybe his asshole right in front of his face. Okay. Yep.
You think one day we're going to have a studio that's...
Dog-proof?
Dog-proof.
I don't want one. I love the dogs.
Okay. I'm happy to hear it.
Okay.
I'm happy to hear it.
Man. But yeah, what do you think? Out of 10, what do you give Good Boy?
Probably like a 4. I think it was fun. I maybe it would be like a cool short film. Cool YouTube video.
It was pretty short.
I don't think an hour and 15 counts as short film.
I don't know. You made me watch fucking... What was that movie? It was like 3 hours long. We just watched it. I don't know, film.
When?
It was like... It had Natalie Portman in it. And
oh, Annihilation?
Annihilation. That felt like 3 years long.
That was a
great
good
movie, but...
That was a good one.
Cam, what was your out of 10 for Good Boy?
3.5.
3.5? Damn. I'm like friendlier about it. It was like a 6.
6?
Yeah. I like the dog.
Great dog.
And it seemed like they did a lot with a low budget.
Wait, what?
The 3.5 is from the dog.
You're only...
Yeah, the dog. It was impressive to watch.
But yeah, I think they did a lot with a low budget. It seemed. Maybe it wasn't.
What was the budget? Can we find out?
Great question.
What's the guess?
My guess? Ooh, $2.3 million.
Ooh, that's super low. I'm going to go in 15 mil.
Cam, pull that up. Wait, what's your guess first, Cameron?
I just typed it in. What did you say?
I said 15.
2.3.
She said 2.3. 1 million. That's insane. No. That is insane. Think about all the lunch spreads they had to bake. Think about all the Blue Buffalo they had to buy at Indy. 18 mil.
Great guess.
Thanks, guys.
You're really good at this. It's like you're a film guy.
Almost like a film guy, I guess.
Did you write anything this week?
Nope. I lied. 2.3.
You're capping out of your ass. Pull it on. Put on the
screen. Wait. Am I exactly right?
So there's multiple movies. Good Boy, and that one was 18.
Allie's was actually 2.3.
Holy shit.
Did you look it up?
No, I swear to God. Holy shit. I'm probably the smartest human being that's ever lived on this earth, ever.
How did you get that?
You all are, I don't know.
Shoddy added a sig fig.
Take me to Vegas. I added a sig fig, you're right. Oh my God, can I have a high five or something?
That's insane. I feel like Cameron's capping.
Did you make that pop up?
He inspected Element or something.
I'm not smart enough to do that.
All right.
I do think that you're smart enough to do that. Don't sell yourself short.
Sorry for
reading that excited.
I'm like lost for words. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, man. Guys, I'm so... Can I put my mic down by my...
Yeah, show.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
It is so distracting. It reminds me... Did you ever see season 1, episode 8B of SpongeBob?
I think so.
Squeaky Boots, the one that's like a parody of Telltale.
It is not season 1, episode 8.
8B.
What's 8B?
Go ahead. If I deep pull this too...
Let's see a deep pull. What
I
is
fucking
A and B?
Love SpongeBob.
How are there A's and B's and...
What do you mean?
I don't get it.
Like, there's, like, different iterations of the episode.
Why?
So that they can play 8A and then immediately play 8B?
But why wouldn't it be 8 and then 9?
Because I don't think it's, like, a continuous story. Am I right?
Oh, it's, like...
It's the one...
I think they re-released it.
Oh, okay.
But see, there's like this one with this story, and then it'll dee dee dee. Oh my God.
Oh, because one episode has two different stories in it.
Yeah, but they'll play.
And that's what happens. Okay, I get it. That's insane, Allie. I feel like she's like, she's researching stuff and then like about to plant it. You know what I mean? Like before you got in here, you were like,
do you know how much I love SpongeBob?
Yeah, I didn't know that you like SpongeBob. I wasn't really allowed to watch SpongeBob until late.
Why?
Makes you dumber.
No, it doesn't. Like this episode, swear to God. And we can look this up too because I may be bullshitting right out of my whole asshole. But Squeaky Boots, I'm pretty sure, is a parody of an Edgar Allan Poe poem, The Telltale Heart.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Like that's, is that the one where it's teaching you about literature. Why weren't you allowed to watch that? Because it made you dumber.
Is that the one where it beats under the floorboard?
Yeah. And then you keep like, yeah. Because, and you know, Mr. Krabs at first, he's like, you're going to want these boots. And then it ends up.
Jesus Christ, Allie.
Let's go, folks. I'm on it today.
That's insane. She is carrying.
Do you love SpongeBob now that you're allowed to watch it?
No, I haven't watched it in a long time.
Go ahead.
I feel like emasculated that you're pulling references. I feel like that's my job.
Do you guys want to hear it one more time? It's way too squeaky. I fucking hate these shoes.
I like them.
I mean, they're cute, but they don't sound cute.
I kind of like the squeak.
I don't.
It's like when you walk in high heels down a hallway and it's like kind of bitchy. These are kind of like... I got the shit unlocked.
So these are spongy? Like, what are they?
No, they're like, this is tight leather.
This doesn't assert dominance. Let me, pardon me, squink, squink. No. Yeah. I don't like when women wear, I'm like, I have energy now, sorry. I don't like when women wear the high heels and they like intentionally click clack. Fuck off.
I don't like the hip walk where they like purposely bounce their butt.
Purpose, like what?
Like when they're walking, they like...
Oh, like swing it?
Swing the hips pretty hard. Like Heli from Succession or Severance.
I think that just was a woman walking in heels.
There was some... She got motion.
You think she just has like a ka-doink-a-doink.
No, it was like her shoulders and like her neck and like.
Oh, you think it was exaggerated?
Like, that's how Helly walked.
Okay. Because when I picture that, I picture like, you know, like Pretty Woman or like, I don't know. Actually, never seen that.
Big mistake. Huge. I think we've all only seen that from The Office. I think everyone my age has actually not seen Pretty Woman. They all just know
what it's about. I think I've seen a reel where it like played the scene where like she goes into the shop and she can like afford something where she originally was like kicked out. And they were like, you're a nasty whore. You can't afford anything here. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, yes, I can. Isn't that the movie?
Yeah. I think, I mean, I think so. Like I said, I've never seen it.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of movies, let's get it out of the way. Let's get the screenplay out of the way. This one I'm nervous about. It took some creative liberties that the previous ones haven't done before.
The Pennsylvania Job.
Yeah. So this is a heist movie. This one, Allie, it's more dramatic. Okay, the joke isn't as in your face as the other ones. So it's really, really important that you give like a serious performance.
You are the one you. Laugh so hard you cry.
I know. I'm working on it.
You get on to me.
We're practicing for our acting career.
We don't have acting careers.
You acted in something.
Your writing is pretty dope, though. There's a guy named Rico in Drip Drop.
Yeah. Do you want to be Rico or Drip Drop?
How about, like always, you assign me my character we just get through this.
Which one resonates to you most, Rico or Drip Drop?
Probably Rico.
Okay. I'll be Drip Drop.
Do you want me to? There's no stage direction?
No, because it's pretty simple. It's a heist movie.
Tell me about Rico. Do I have like a...
This is the part in the heist movie where like they're getting the gang back together to do another job, like one last job. You know what I mean? So like I've just like called...
This is like Ocean 16?
Right. So Drip Drop has just called Rico to like a secret location and he's recruiting him for a heist. The Pennsylvania Job.
Did you know he did this one? Why? Are we always going to do this?
He likes my reaction too.
I'm getting worried because there's not as many... Because I'm making fun of movie tropes. Like, that's kind of the whole bit, right?
Sure.
How many different genres of movies can I do before we're out?
I think you're a pretty creative guy.
Okay, I'll keep working on it, you know? Do you understand the setting?
Not at all, but let's go.
Do you really not?
Huh?
I'm recruiting you for a job.
No, I got an Ocean 16.
Yeah.
I wanted to know a little bit more about Rico.
Okay, he has a Labrador at home. They kind of look identical.
Good, right? That was a trick question because disguises should disguise you.
Right. Well, don't be confused. Rico's not like a... This isn't like a... He's not a Hispanic.
Why? I never even said that.
It's a slang term.
It's like Uncle Rico.
No, it's like a slang term for like...
Rich?
For like racketeering. Like these are street names. These aren't their government names.
Are you talking about Rico laws?
Yeah. Like that's the joke is that
That's an acronym.
His street name is like I'm Rico, like the laws. That's the kind of guy that he is. He's like theatric and he's like, you know what I mean?
He's flashy.
And he's flashy and he's like, he thinks a lot. He's a thinker.
Okay.
And Drip Drop is more of just like the
cool head.
Cool head. Yeah.
Should I be playing Rico?
Yeah, you got Rico. You got Rico. Rico. I wrote Rico after you, honestly.
You wrote Rico with me in mind?
Uh-huh.
That means so much.
Okay. I just called you. We're in like a junkyard or something talking about the job. Okay?
Okay. I can't do this. What'd you call me for? You know I'm out of the game.
I wouldn't call unless it's serious. And it's serious.
All right, man. It better be because I'm still on parole from the last job.
All right. Here's the deal. The target is a two-story, mid-century townhouse in Chesterbrook. They have no armed guards, and they have one guard dog. We use dog treats.
Wait, it's just a house? What could possibly be the take from a townhouse?
It's not what the take is. It's who the take is. We're taking my kids back from my ex-wife.
Oh my god. I don't know, man. Seems like I shouldn't get involved. Especially if we're gonna be kidnapping children.
It's not kidnapping. They're my kids.
Oh my god, Scott. I'm trying. I don't know, dude. Maybe you should use this time to reflect on who you are as a person. Maybe you're trying to use the kids as a way of reclaiming your identity since she left you. That's not fair to them. You have to be a strong man by yourself before you can be one for them. My homie Zigzag used to say, you don't need someone to complete you. You're already whole.
I like how you're mouthing my words. Oh my God, continued. Okay.
The only permission you need to be happy is your own.
Wow, Rico. I never thought about it that way.
I'll always be here, man. I love you. And you can always talk to me.
And scene. I love that you stuck with the voice the whole time. That was...
Did you like it?
I would not have been able to do that.
Why?
That's impressive. So that's the Pennsylvania job. They were just going to rob a suburban townhouse. They were going to take these kids back.
What was it called? A mid-century Chester...
Chesterbrook's a real neighborhood in Pennsylvania. I looked it up.
Did Cameron just...
Cameron had to go away because
choke and die laughing. Are you good, Cam? Okay. Yeah.
It feels weird without him.
I don't like it in here without Cam.
It's like, damn, I just gotta like talk to you.
Hate it.
So did you like that one?
It was good. Thank you for letting me do the accent. That was terrible.
No, it was really, really good. I that was way better than I could have imagined.
Thank you. Wow.
So do you think that
Wait. Cam? Are you okay?
Is it because you were laughing so hard? I just
swallowed my spit. You swallowed your spit wrong from laughing?
Yeah. From laughing too hard. He emphasized the laughing too
hard. I love your cozy socks. Thank you.
Do you think Rico is a good friend?
Wow. I think Rico is probably the best kind of friend. Like, he's ready to get into shenanigans with you, but he's like, let's take a look at the man in the mirror.
Yeah. He's pretty insightful.
Yeah.
He's pretty...
Everybody needs a friend like Rico who's like, I will kidnap your kids with you, but like,
yeah,
let's process this first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you watch the movie?
It seems pretty short. It seems like he got the answers he needed pretty quickly. Yes.
Okay.
What do you want me to say? Sorry, you were looking at me. Cam. So Cameron.
Cameron is.
Has.
Someone would be ready to call 911 for him.
Yeah, this is awful just with you.
Yeah, it's like, who are we doing this for?
I know you guys can't see Cam, but he really is the glue.
Yeah, I just like look at him and talk pretty much most of the time here. You know what I mean? You
ever do that? 100%. And I even have to do like a little like...
Yeah, you got to lean a little bit. Oh, I never thought about the lean.
Yeah.
Is that comfortable for you?
It's not, but you put me here and I don't get the bean bag.
We can switch next time.
That's a cool bean bag.
It is.
Yeah. I like that beanbag.
I know.
That beanbag's from corduroys.com. It's color saffron. It's a size queen. And you're probably like, why is it a size queen? I'll tell you why it's a size queen. Because there's a bed inside. A whole queen size bed. You know, you have friends over and you're like, should I buy an air mattress? Should I buy a couch for them to sleep on? Should I make them sleep on the floor since they made me almost aspirate on my own vomit one time in freshman year of college? No, you should buy a beanbag from corduroys.com because it functions as a chair or, God bless you.
Thank you.
Or it functions as a chair or a bed. Which one did I say first? Because I had to say the opposite.
I don't remember. I was sneezing.
I don't either. So go to corduroys.com, use your 30% off with code TAILWHIP and give your friends a place to sit and sleep when they come to visit you at your cool, hip abode.
That was seamless. That was perfect.
It?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to trick people into listening to that. They're not even going to know it's an ad until halfway through.
It's not an ad. It's something I'm passionate about. I love corduroys beanbags.
Oh, I do too.
I do wish there were beans inside. Big bean guy.
What kind of beans?
I mean,
everything
is
made of little beans. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
Like atoms?
Atoms are beans?
Yeah.
That is
like,
so deep.
Like defined beans. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
You ever think about that, Cam?
Cameron, are you okay? You're sweating.
Yeah, I didn't fully recover, and I tried to force it by coming back.
Do you need water?
I just had some.
Okay.
You ever think about how the corduroy's beanbag is beanless, but like not really because there's atoms, and like it's little beans?
Wow.
Or
the beanbag is the atom? Fuck!
Damn. We have no fucking idea what we're talking about.
I know. I have no idea. I just was like being like,
All right, do you want to hit our gambling segment?
Gambling segment.
Let's make a jingle for it right now.
Okay, ready?
Hey, we got to improv it. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
We're gonna play blackjack till we get super rich.
We're gonna play blackjack till we get super rich.
All right, that was good.
That was awful.
Was it?
We got to work on that.
How?
I don't know.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
All right.
Okay. I want to do this one. So this is steak.com. It was invented by, it's not invented by, that sounds so stupid. Aubrey Graham. I got it right this week. Not the American Girl doll, the rapper and bad guy, Drake.
Yep.
He has this website that he wants us to play on and get addicted to for dopamine reasons. And what you do is you bet steak dollars, not real dollars, right?
Well, they represent real dollars.
They do represent real dollars?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're promoting gambling?
No, but we get a free dollar from them every day. Anyone can log on and get your free dollar. So like, we're not using any of our real money, which you shouldn't gamble your real money. This is.
I didn't know there was chat. Yeah. Kevin One though said, did Steak replace Drake with Ben Shapiro? What the fuck? Anyway, okay. So you get a steak dollar. You can do different games. We're playing blackjack. We're going to hit play. For our audio listeners, we have a king and we have a nine. We have 19. Dealer is showing 4. We're going to stand on 19. Of course we are.
7, 10, 14.
Come on.
15, 22.
And they busted, folks. So we have doubled our dollar.
That was a sweater.
Holy shit. They dealt a 4, 3, 3, 4, ace, and a 7.
That's unbelievable.
To bust with 22.
That is unbelievable.
Eat my balls.
So we have generated 7 free dollars.
I hate when you say it like that because it's so rude to the principles of economics. There's no such thing as a free steak dollar.
We've stolen the dollar.
Nope.
They've given it to us.
Nope.
All right. You tell me.
Sorry. The ghost of my father is haunting me right now being like,
I get that.
You're the product, Allie. You know what I mean?
Well, really, they're the product, right?
No.
We're doing it for entertainment for them. Checkmate, liberal.
Dumb. So what was the thing about Ben Shapiro and Drake?
I don't know. Is there some drama there?
I don't know, but maybe.
I doubt Ben Shapiro's Cameron? Cool with gambling.
Ben Shapiro's a butthole.
Nice.
So he's probably okay with things that.
Speaking of Ben Shapiro, I interviewed for a job.
Oh my God. How did we not talk about this?
Like
2 days
ago. And like, I'm not really like majorly in the market for another job.
I want to spoil it so bad. I'm so excited.
But this job that I applied for a long, long time ago, it pays like $30 an hour to like fuel airplanes. And that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
And they texted me and they're like, hey, we're ready for an interview. And I completely forgot about them. And so I get on this interview just to like kind of entertain it, you know?
Yeah.
And the first thing the dude says is, hey, I just have to make sure you're cool with this. This is an ICE operation. And the planes that you're going to be fueling are the deportation planes. He said, are you
I would
cool
have
with
shit
that?
My pants.
And I was like, oh, I get it. You're trying to, you lure me in with the $30 an hour, you know?
I love that you knew that you weren't going to do it, but you were like, this is kind of funny. I want to hear it out.
Oh, yeah. I was like, totally. I said, yeah, I'm totally cool with that. I said, if anything, I'm the coolest with that. Yeah, I got 3 of them ready to go right now. No, I don't. Cameron fed me that joke. That wasn't a real joke that I came up with.
I don't even get it.
Like people to deport.
That's awful.
I don't support. I'm not doing it.
Don't support the deport. Or whatever.
Or maybe I should do it and like get their money, but then like sabotage the planes. Poke holes in the tires or something.
Wouldn't that make them?
No, they just wouldn't fly.
Damn.
So who knows?
Oh my God, you could have done like a, what was the Anne Frank, what was it like, Meep Wetzel? I made that name up. Can we look that up? Who was the lady who hid, I'm a bad guy.
Meep Wetzel?
I made it up. I know it's close-ish.
Is that racist?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know any racial slurs for people from Amsterdam. The fuck?
It's Meep. You fucking Meep.
What's her name? Meep.
Oh!
No. Meep. Her name was Meep. Meep. Geese? She was one of the Dutch citizens who helped hide Anne Frank and her family from the Nazis during World War II. And I want you to say sorry for my other deep pool for Meep. And you...
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Thank you. Damn. What are you looking up? How do you say Meep geese?
Meep geese. Meep geese.
Everybody say sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you. You could have done that.
Like hit him?
Yeah, and like...
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if I was a better guy, I would have...
You know what really pissed me off about that whole thing?
Huh?
Was you get off the phone call, and I was like, that's insane. That whole thing's insane. And you need to like tell somebody right now. Like tell somebody you used to work with what's happening. And then you texted one of them, and they were like, where do I call?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, yeah. No, that's awful. Man, that's how they get you, though. They get you to do bad stuff by paying you good money.
Like twice as much.
So if ICE calls you and they say, hey, $30 an hour and government benefits or something.
Say no.
Say no. Because let's be on the right side of history.
Well, not the right side.
What do you mean? Let's be on the correct side of history. You don't want to be the bad guy in the Netflix documentary. Am I right?
That's right. You'd much rather have multiple hours of you talking on a podcast on the internet. You know what I mean? Like saying embarrassing stuff. I'm making a comparison between...
I haven't said embarrassing stuff. I had a deep pull about Meep who rescued Anne Frank.
Deep about Meep.
I knew stuff about Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Yeah.
Susan B. Anthony. Deep pull on the SpongeBob. This is an intellectual podcast.
I wish I was as intellectual as you.
I'm just kidding. I'm an idiot. You're the smarter one. I'm so sure.
You got Meep. You went deep on Meep.
No, this is like my one time in life I'm going to know stuff that you don't know.
Hmm. What's something that I could say right now that you don't know about?
Ooh, I did school you last night on some, what was it? It was like a...
You did not school me last night. There was a semantical issue that we got cleared up.
Semantical issue. I was saying that everything emits heat. And he was like, no, it doesn't. And I was like, yes, it does. And then we were arguing about what heat versus light is. It was the most boring conversation I've ever had in my life.
You ever get a girlfriend so you can talk about the electromagnetic spectrum?
And then I had to tell you you were wrong. You said it doesn't emit heat.
To me, emit, when you said emit...
Bro doesn't know what absolute zero is.
I do. When you said emit, I thought that you were saying, like, creates heat, like, generates heat.
No, you eat beans, you emit farts.
There you go. I was wrong about the word emit. All right? Sorry.
I'm sorry. That was rude of me. Can we be friends?
You kind of hurt me.
Did I?
No.
Cool. Can I hold the football?
Sure.
Thanks.
Woo! What do we got cooking up? This week.
We're going to go visit your family tonight.
Yeah.
Your uncle's like sort of a war hero.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? He like invented shit.
Feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
You're so like nonchalant. You're like, yeah, my grandpa was in the major leagues and, you know, my dad's a decorated veteran. My uncle invented, you know, special radar systems and jumped out of airplanes, but eh. I don't get it. I would shout it to the masses if I had a special family.
That'd be pretty verbose, I think.
What do you mean? That whole bit?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you're pretty humble about the cool-ass family.
I didn't do anything.
I met him, and it was, like, 2 months in. I was like, oh, yeah, what does your mom do? She's just a CEO of a... I was like...
My mom's not a CEO.
Okay, sorry. Your mom was in the C-suite of a company fucking being a boss bitch.
Yeah.
You're just so nonchalant about it. You know what I mean?
I didn't do anything. What do you want me to do? It's a different guy. It's not me.
I'm just saying, not everybody has that to celebrate, you know? I'm not out on the street being like, my aunt did meth.
Yeah.
But she made it herself. Sort of like a homebrew.
If you had to make a drug, what drug would you make?
If I had to make a drug, what drug would I make?
Like if you had to go Breaking Bad mode on them, which one would you do?
Maybe I'd put some lithium in the water because it What?
You know who was pro lithium in the water?
No.
Rhymes with Schmadolf Schmittler.
I don't think that's true. I think he was a proponent for fluoride in the water, but I know that there is information to back up the fact that if you have a certain amount of lithium in your water, it decreases the rate of suicidality in your communities.
I saw a deeply disturbing TikTok this week. Do you want to hear about it?
Of course I do.
It was this psychiatrist talking on like this podcast, and he was like, you know, people think that suicide comes from mental illness, but mental illness means that like your brain isn't functioning properly. Like
yeah, it's an organ.
Can't make decisions.
Yeah.
And he's like, all the patients, all the male patients that I see kill themselves have nothing wrong with their brains. They're making logical decisions. Like it's like complete function in their brain saying, yeah, it's not worth it anymore. Isn't that crazy thing to say? Yeah. All right, guys, your choices aren't your own.
We have to delete all of that.
Your choices are not your own.
It's not that your choices aren't your own.
It's kind of what it sounds like you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is like, if you know that you have a dad who's addicted to steak.com and Tito's vodka,
yeah,
and he lost his marriage and was a bad guy, mm-hmm, then maybe avoid steak.us and vodka.
Okay.
Because like, maybe you're going to go right down the same path that he did. Because maybe his grandfather had a problem with...
with steak.com.
With steak.com.
I like to think about like a 1700s guy being like, man, if only there was a website that we could...
oh my gosh. Get a few dollar from. How would you explain the internet to Benjamin Franklin? Because...
I think about this a lot, actually. I think about this a lot.
Okay.
If Ben Franklin was, you know, here, ready to talk to me, I'd be like, hey... Or if he was like, what's going on in the computer? What's going on in these boxes, you know?
Sure.
I'd be like, hey, you know how like in the olden days, people used to pass smoke signals across the mountains and they would like, you know, they would mean different stuff for different stuff. And he'd be like, yeah, I know smoke signals.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, what computers and the internet are is basically smoke signals that have been like shrunk down into like invisible stuff that travels along these. And then other people read your smoke signals and they get interpreted and show it to you. And he'd be like, that's totally facts.
How would you explain Mia Khalifa?
I would be like, hey, you ever been to a brothel?
He has. It's Benjamin Franklin.
Exactly. And he'd be like, he would get that one pretty easy. He'd be like, oh, there's a chick that we all know that we all like to see naked. Got it.
Okay.
You know? Not me, though. I respect her as a...
Okay. How would you explain Aaron Hernandez and CTE?
I would be like,
this is so good. He can rattle this off.
I'd be like, you ever seen a soldier come back and they're just like angrier? And he'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, turns out it's cause they hit their heads a bunch of times and like other stuff and like the concussive nature of like the big booms and stuff. And then like when your head gets rattled around too much, you go crazy.
Damn.
And so we all watch this thing called football.
How would you explain LASIK eye surgery? Because it might hurt his feelings since he invented the bifocal.
No, he would love LASIK eye surgery.
You think so?
He would love LASIK eye surgery.
You don't think he'd be like, I gave you this incredible innovation?
He would. I think he'd low-key be honored. Because like, I think a lot of eye stuff is kind of like, he started. He's like the father of ophthalmology.
Ophthalmology?
Optometry.
No.
Low-key.
He invented Benjamin the bifocal. Franklin is the...
He invented the bifocal. No one did that before. Okay. He invented it.
Would you let Ben Franklin try McRib? Great question, Cameron.
I wouldn't want to because the McRib is ass.
And the epigenetic change that might happen.
Yeah, and he might go back to the 1700s being like...
What's the grossest thing that you would order from a fast food restaurant that other people are like, you really ordered that?
I get pretty basic stuff from fast food restaurants. I liked at Culver's, we had a fish sandwich. We had a fried fish sandwich, but the fish would arrive in fillets, like raw fillets, not frozen. And then you'd have to toss them in batter. And
I've actually had that. That's pretty dope.
And I'm like, that's just fried fish. That's not even like fast food. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
It was
pretty cool. I would try a fillet of fish from McDonald's. I would try one, but not soon. You know, what about you? You like Arby's though, so
quit talking. I love. Will you try?
I will try.
Arby's with an open heart and an open mind.
Only if you say we can go get Arby's after this.
We can go get Arby's after this.
Are you lying for just for the show?
Kind of.
Oh. Okay. What's the grossest thing you would get from Arby's?
From Arby's?
Yeah.
Probably the combination of like cheddar peppers and a Jamocha milkshake. Not proud of that.
Okay, so I'm
not proud of that.
Not one individual thing.
No.
I could do that. That's pretty good.
And like still have a little bit of cheddar pepper in your mouth when you put the Jamocha in and you're like, this isn't the right combo, but you're like, but I like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We I worked at Whataburger too, and I would like eat during shift, like I would get snacky, and so I would drop a piece of Texas toast in the toaster, and then I would take it and then I would fold it in half and just squirt creamy pepper sauce down the middle and eat it like a taco.
That's disgusting. Yeah, why didn't you put some sort of protein in it like a chicken strip? Great question, Cameron.
Because I'm a big carb guy. I'm a big carb guy.
Quit rubbing your belly and shaking
I'm
it.
A carb guy.
How would you explain furries to Benjamin Franklin?
I'd be like, you ever been to a brothel? I'd be like, some people like dogs. You know?
Can I ask a gross furry question that I've always wanted to know, but I also don't want to look up, so I'm just going to ask you because I trust you?
Sure. Why do I know?
You know, like, I've seen the ones where they, like, wear the mascot uniforms and they go to the Comic-Con.
Yeah. That's what they all are.
But, like, don't they? Nuh-uh. Because I think they do sex, too.
Right, but I think they get out
don't
of the costume.
Don't Google this, Cameron.
I think they get out of the costume.
I know, but when they get out of the costume...
That's just a dude.
Is it a tail that's a butt plug?
Probably, yeah.
So they do butt plug tails?
Yeah.
That just seems like a gross place to have fake fur.
Mm.
Just some dude's sweaty ass crack?
Yeah. Yeah. Brother, I don't know.
I don't, like, I want you to know, and everybody to know, I'm an open-minded fella.
Yeah.
But the furry thing gets me. I don't, because to me it's kind of like, oh, you want to fuck a dog? You're a bad guy for that. That's...
Yeah.
So is it just diet bestiality?
I think it's more like... I don't think they want to fuck actual dogs. I think they have the difference to be like, I want to fuck a human that's dressed as a dog.
This is awful. I actually want to stop talking
I
about
really
it.
Don't think they're out there doing dogs.
What kind of questions?
I mean, some of them for sure.
Cameron, thoughts?
But the Comic-Con ones... I think they just think it's cute, you know, like calling your girlfriend kitten. You know what I mean?
That's weird to me.
Totally. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Okay.
Not all furries are bad guys. Some of them.
Cool.
What do you think, maybe?
What do you think would be the most difficult to explain to Benjamin Franklin? Or do you think that, like, given enough time, you could explain anything to him?
I think that you bring any educated man from the 1700s forward, he's going to be like, okay, it's the future. Some stuff's changed. And he's going to be pretty open-minded. He's not going to ask crazy questions that you can't answer. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think...
What are you laughing at?
Could ask some questions that you couldn't answer.
I don't think so.
Nothing?
I think I could give him a succinct enough answer to where he'd be like, all right, I guess I could see how that might work.
How would you explain why you didn't join the military when you were 18? Helped found this country that you live in and reap all the benefits from, and you...
Right. I would say that they didn't...
Talking about furries on a podcast instead of defending our nation?
I am defending our nation. I'm defending our nation's right to free speech.
That's true. Wowie zowie, folks. Bring it in for Amendment 1. Okay. No, really.
I would say... Scaled.
You scaled?
I would say pull-ups hard.
What are you scared of?
In the military?
Yeah.
Honestly, being in Africa for 3 years straight. I got a buddy who went to the Navy, and he's been in country for 3 weeks total of his entire career, and he's been there for like...
Oh, he's been in the United States for 3 weeks of his last 3 years.
Yeah. But and then he got married and then like got to go to America for a little bit, and he thought he was going to be in America for a long time. Nope.
It's kind of like the opposite of 90 Day Fiancé.
It is the opposite of 90 Day Fiancé.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd be sad about having to be away from home for such a prolonged period of time.
Not away from home, just away from like my beautiful loving wife.
Thank you.
Because I guess like wherever you go is my home. I guess home is just like a just four walls and a roof, really. And if you like really think about it, it's about the contents of inside the home.
Do you want me to go full Rico on you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing it.
What do you think? Maybe would you want to go to Africa with me?
You want to go to Djibouti? You want to lick Djibouti?
What about you? Would you join the military?
Yeah. Tried to.
Yeah.
Failed a pulmonary function test. It was great.
You didn't study?
Heyo. This guy.
Come on.
No, it was super embarrassing. I had like a pulmonologist and whatever, like sign off and be like, she can go through boot camp without an inhaler. And he was like, please don't die. I'm liable.
Yeah.
And then I got there and they made me do a pulmonary function test.
They didn't accept like the note.
I mean, they did, but then they also were like, this is, you know, they like ask you questions about like, how long have you had asthma? How long have you da-da-da-da-da? And like, also you're terrified to lie because they're like, what's this scar from? What's this? And then you know what I mean?
So they didn't take the note.
Huh?
So they didn't take the note.
I mean, they looked at the note.
But they didn't accept the note.
They didn't accept it as like, oh, we're not going to like.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
What was the point of the note then? Were you just trying? Was it just like.
Oh, because initially they told me that like I could not talk to like. Oh,
okay. The note was like, just to get recruiting you into the test.
And, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's crazy to me the people that lie to recruiters and not recruiters, like, but like at MEPS and things like that.
I really don't think they actually care. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do.
I think that they're supposed to care, but I really think that if someone was like, how's your heart? And someone was like, fine. They'd be like, all right. You know?
Yeah, like they just checked off.
The, yeah. Like, he said it was fine. Yeah. Like.
No, but like, no. Like if you had like a septal defect and then they listen to you and they're like, they're not going to like not hold something like a stethoscope up to you and be like, oh my God, there's a murmur.
Please.
Maybe no, like, no, no, no. Because it's a huge liability. And then.
I'm liable, smile. My friend, when he was going through MEPS, he has a bunch of tattoos and he had to like prove to them that they're not gang related.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, how do I prove that to you?
Have you seen that Insane Clown Posse tattoos are now considered gang affiliated?
Yeah.
I'm with that. That's weird.
I don't get.
Juggalos?
I don't get. Yeah.
It's a gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay though. If you like Faygo, it's okay though.
Yeah.
Damn.
You remember Lil Mosey?
No, I don't.
You remember Lil Mosey? Mm-hmm. Didn't he have a song called Blueberry Faygo? Mm-hmm. How'd it go?
Why do you know that?
Cam,
come on.
Oh, one bad man, she say something. Bad, blueberry Faygo. Something like that.
I feel like I remember that.
There was an era of rappers that came out in like 2020, 2019, 2018, and they just left. I think that's so fascinating.
Left what? The game?
Existence. Where is Lil Mosey?
Maybe he went to business school.
That'd be a great pull. That'd be a great idea. Where is Lil Mosey?
What's Lil Mosey up to these days?
He's moseying around. You think he's backpacking across Europe?
I don't get that.
No?
No. I think that's pretentious. Don't come home and tell me I was backpacking across Europe. Well, I stayed in hostels.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lil Mosey's still moseying.
He just dropped an album. Damn. All right.
Well, give that a listen.
Fair enough.
Fall City. Lil Mosey. Oh, he's kind of cute.
He's kind of cute.
Look at him.
He looks like Chance the Rapper a little bit. You ever think about that?
When do you think the broccoli head haircut's going to go away for young men?
2040.
That's kind of wrong. I don't like that.
That's hilarious. I don't know. Style is ever evolving, you know? Like fast. Like really fast.
You think so?
Like when I was a kid, I was like, if you ever catch me wearing baggy jeans, I will do a murder-suicide.
You were wearing skinnies?
I didn't like skinnies. I liked the slim straights.
Right.
But now I'm like, fuck, if anyone sees me in these slim straights, I'm going to get bullied. You know what I mean?
What do you think? Do you think you're motivated by people being like, are those slim straights? Or do you just like see what's happening? Like, does it take somebody being like, well, no one ever does that.
No one ever does that, right? No one has ever trashed my fit. You know what I mean?
Yes, they have.
Not to me. Not like, Not like, your fit is trash. It's like, oh, you went with the...
You've told me so many stories.
Yeah, that's about my bodily features, not my clothing. I've had people come to me like, damn, dude, your eyes are sunken as hell. And I'm like, I don't even know you. They're like, you look like a fucking raccoon. You know what I mean?
That's awful. I think you have beautiful eyes.
Oh, thank you. If you can get back there and see them. Hey, yo.
No, I thought like you used to wear really unique shoes and...
Oh, yeah.
And then people would be like...
Yeah, I wore like the big tactical...
Didn't you have like plaid Air Forces?
Yeah, which I'm actually really mad about that. I bought these cool like high top SB dunks, right?
Okay.
But around the entrance of the shoe was like flannel pattern. Like,
okay.
It wasn't plaid. It was like the something like that.
On the tongue?
It was very... No. Like on the entrance. Like.
What, the entrance of a shoe? Sorry, I'm not familiar with the shoe anatomy entrance.
Where you put your foot in.
The hole?
And so around the entrance was like lumberjack.
Here we go. It's like this, but a different color.
Oh, it is kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened?
But it like hung out more. Like you could see it from the outside a little bit better. But okay. Yeah. And I saw them on this kid in my class.
Okay.
And I was like, those are sick. Like I need to get some shoes like that. And I go home and I'm like fucking plaid SB dunks, you know, like lumberjack shoes, kind of. I'm looking everything. Like I did it for like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I was like, dude, where did you get those? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, can I buy them from you? He was like, yeah. And so I bought these shoes.
How did you know his shoe size?
I asked him.
Okay, you missed that part of the story. Because I thought you were about to like implied. Be wearing size 14.
No, but it was like a hip dude. Like he would like do backflips and people liked him and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, these shoes, I got to get these shoes. And I bought them off of him and then I put them on. Instantly corny. Instantly corny.
You thought you were going to put them on and be like, make me like Mike.
Exactly. I thought I was going to be able to do backflips and like do this. You know?
And what happened? That didn't happen?
And I just like, I walked around with my collared shirts like a pussy. I was like, if I wear enough collared shirts, girls will like me, right?
Did they? Mm-hmm. You had girlfriends.
It was tough. It was tough.
Nah.
All right. What about you? How has style evolved for you?
I like wearing whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably because both my parents just were like, you can wear whatever you want. And I feel like a lot of my clothes are like repurposed. I love a good consignment shop. I love a good thrift store mixed with some like new dope fashion.
Wow. New dope.
That's cool. So I don't know. I feel like I get... either like really rude comments about what I'm wearing where they're like, what the fuck are you wearing? Or people are like, this is a dope fit.
I feel it's like your fits are very like normal. Like they're very like, they make sense. You know what I mean? There's nothing like, you're not doing any like, whoa, she has the, you know, whatever. The baked bean shirt on. You know, it's
I've
like,
been
it's
told
like,
I don't have a consistent enough style that like I'll bounce around.
Nah. You're beautiful just the way you are.
I never said I wasn't beautiful. What the fuck?
The only permission that you need for love is from yourself.
You just accidentally called me ugly.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a girl, so I think that. So,
yeah.
What are you working on this week?
What am I working on this week? We got some shows this week. Maybe I'll start trying to write some.
Oh, yeah. We got to go to Tampa this weekend.
Yeah.
Performing at the Gimmick.
Am I performing at the Gimmick?
I don't know. Are you performing at the Gimmick?
I don't think so.
Then maybe not.
Oh, okay. I haven't written in a long time.
I've written a lot this week.
Write me a joke right now.
Write you a joke right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think you should write about your experience of accidentally interviewing for ICE.
Yeah.
And then...
I feel like it's hard to, like... I don't know, dude. I feel like every time I've written a joke that I like, it's just come to me in full. You know what I mean? And so if jokes aren't just coming to me fully written, it's like, how do you do it?
I think you have to think about concepts, right?
Right.
And like relatability. And then I think you kind of have to like break it down. I think you want it just to be like da 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 da.
That was breaking it down.
And instead it should be like bits and pieces that come together.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I've never done it, you know?
You want to work on it?
Like the ice thing. To me, what I would do, because all the jokes that I do, I would, those are jokes that before I was doing stand-up, I would just tell my friends. Just full like that. You know what I mean?
So just like this was a funny bit that happened.
But I would do it exactly how I do it on stage. I would go, you guys ever be ashamed about the person that you are? I do sometimes. I was at the airport and I saw a chick breastfeeding and I only looked once. I would do that whole thing to them exactly word for word, cadence exactly how I would do it to my friends. And so if it's like with the ICE story, all I would do with them is I would go up to them and be like, I accidentally interviewed for ICE. And that would be it. So like, I can't write a big joke about that.
I think the way that you can start doing it is you can start thinking about the situation and you can say like what could compare to a situation like that? Like what is something that would be equivalent to that that wasn't that?
Yeah.
What would be? What
is interviewing for Nazi McDonald's?
Accidentally interviewing for Nazi McDonald's?
Mm-hmm. Or you interview for a McDonald's?
How does McDonald's correlate with the airport fueling? You literally were asked to fuel the normal planes job to ship people away from their families.
Are you confused what I mean by Nazi McDonald's?
Yes.
You serve to Nazis.
Would they be like, can I get a number 9? I'm just kidding. But do you know what I mean?
But do you know what I mean? That's a good comparison.
Is it?
Yeah. Thinking you're...
Why? Because they're going to be like, oh, cook poison into it?
No. No. What? No. You think you're interviewing for a normal job and it's one that's supporting a thing that you don't support. Perfect comparison.
I think an equivalent might be like you're going to work for Planet Fitness in Dachau, and they're like, yeah, you're gonna be the shower attendant, and you're like, 30 Deutschmark an hour.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but these are kind of...
is more palatable.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm totally with you.
All right, what have you written?
I did talk about how I think that it's unfair that they take away your concealed carry if you get a medical marijuana license.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be like, if they're like, oh, you want to smoke cigarettes? Can't have a plunger.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Or, oh, you really like drinking alcohol? No more carbon monoxide monitor for you. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a really interesting...
I think that's such a good concept. I wonder how you deliver it, you know?
Yeah, we got to work on that. We got to write it out. Cam, you been writing?
He's shaking his head.
You've been saying some crazy stuff that I feel like once a day I'm like, please write that down. Please write that down. Hmm. Have you written any of it?
You say write that down sometimes when it's like, when I'm like, I don't even know what she's talking about, you know?
But do you write it down?
You're very liberal with your usage of write it down.
No, I think there's so many times in day-to-day life where you should write down, like, even if it doesn't seem super funny at the time, it's like, this is sort of a funny concept that we can unpack a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're talented, you know? You got that dog in you.
I got that dog in me. And on me.
Yeah.
I love this shirt, dude. I love
it. You never
wear
it out. You should wear it out.
Yeah, how do I... Let me go meet your great aunt and uncle at the RV park for dinner wearing my Bush's baked bean t-shirt.
Totally fine.
No, I think they're gonna be like, is she okay?
They're gonna be like, that's a fun lady.
I think you think that, but I don't know. I think they'd be like, it's mental, isn't it? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. But yeah, that accent sucks.
What sucks?
Low-key, a British accent sucks.
There's so many different British accents, though.
Probably Birmingham.
Do you hate that?
I don't like British accents. I think it's like it's like saying your favorite cereal is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, I guess.
That's a great cereal. I fucking hate cereal, and that's a good cereal.
That's what I'm saying, is everyone thinks the British accent is cool, but like, if everyone thinks that, then it's like not.
Do you know which accents I get? I'm ignoring him completely, Cam. I also see you giving him the side eye. Fuck you for saying that about Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What do you think I'm saying about Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
That it should not be someone's favorite cereal.
Right, because it's everybody's favorite cereal. So, like, pick a real one that's actually your favorite.
Is he being serious right now?
It's like It's like when you look up a movie of
CTC, what the hell?
It's like when you look up a movie, like a top 10 movies of all time, and Godfather's up there. Like, okay, I knew it was going to be up there, so just give me the rest of them. Like, exclude that from the list. You know what I mean?
I don't like Godfather that much.
I've never seen it. Couldn't get through it. That's what I mean. It's like, everyone knows, oh, you ask your girl, what's her favorite accent? She's British, is up there. Okay, that's not what I'm asking. Give me the rest of them. Give me the real ones.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I love a South African accent. I love a... Sometimes Israeli accents and Russian accents sound the same to me.
Careful.
Why? Why do I have to be careful? I'm just saying how I feel.
Be careful. We're having to censor the word Israeli.
Are you serious?
No.
No.
I like an Irish accent.
Yeah, you do. He was in love in New York City. There was this waitress with a great accent.
The host, and she was she was kind of mad at us. She was like, yes, whatever you like. And I was like, I will.
I'll be right over to you. Yeah. It was great. I don't think that was very good, but.
That was aggressive, but I liked it.
She was aggressive. She was intense.
No, she sounded like Friday from the Avengers. You know what I mean? It was like a classy Irish.
No, she was intense. She was like, what can I do you for?
Maybe she was so pretty that it sounded like smoother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. Other accents.
If Antarctica was a country, what accent would they have? Do an Antarctic accent right now. Just mad vibrato all the time.
Just chilly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be Chilean.
That's pretty good. Man, I got to pick up a new hobby this year, I think.
What's your new hobby?
Jam. I got to start making jams. Remember when we made mead?
I do, and I was really stressed out about it because I thought you were going to make yourself blind.
Yeah.
Because it really is, like, the food safety element of it, you were not safe enough with it. And I was like, there's mad shit floating in this that looks hairy, fuzzy, creepy, crawly, and you were like, I'm going to drink it. And then, like, 10 minutes later, you're like, I have diarrhea. And I was like,
yeah.
Probably shouldn't have drank the thing that I told you not to drink.
I spent a lot of money on mead stuff. Never drank any.
I drank
one sip of the one. Yeah.
It made me really nervous, though, because I was like, it kind of makes sense that we kind of moderate how we do this with the Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, shout out food. What's your favorite government administration? What's your least favorite government? Like with like agency or like, a, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like DMV, ATF. Like what's your favorite?
My favorite?
What's your favorite and least favorite?
Do you know me?
Yes.
What do you think my favorite is?
Maybe the EPA?
I don't think they do enough.
All right. Maybe the... Maybe the FDA?
No.
Okay, what's your favorite?
I don't have one.
I mean, certainly you do, though, right?
No, I think that I don't want to get into this. I think all of the federal agencies suffer from bureaucratic inertia, and there's so much that we could get done in this country that we can't because it's just a bunch of stuffy fucks that don't actually want to get anything done, and they just want to, you know, I think the people that do want to get stuff done can't get stuff done because people find out that they want to get stuff done. And then they're like, you're not going to be able to get anything done because like there's always a guy who's like wanting to line his pockets with the money of American citizens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I like the. I like the FBI.
You like the FBI?
Yeah. They really swoop in.
But you also really love John F. Kennedy and his story, so...
Oh, that wasn't the FBI.
You sure?
Yeah. The FBI really swoop in when you need them. You know what I mean?
Who was it?
CIA.
They weren't working in collaboration?
Maybe they could have.
Let's go ahead and pull that up real quick.
But it was the CIA because JFK accidentally killed a bunch of CIA guys.
How did he accidentally do that?
It wasn't really an accident. There was a CIA operation in the Cuba... Send a bunch of CIA guys, and they got caught, and they called for backup, and then JFK was like, yeah, we're probably not going to send backup.
Damn.
And they killed him.
What was that operation?
Bay of Pigs.
Damn.
And then something else happened. I think JFK was kind of going to reduce the budget of CIA. He was like, all right, you guys aren't doing enough. So, like.
I like Jimmy Carter. I take everything I said back.
He's your favorite government agency?
He just feels like the one little
okay.
ounce of purity.
Okay.
Amongst the bullshit.
Here's the categories. You ready for this? I got an awesome game.
Mm-hmm.
Speeches, morals, accomplishments, looks.
Looks Barack Obama in that outfit on Easter, the khaki
Hold on.
One.
Let's slow down.
Sorry.
Slow down. Obama's the looks. Okay.
And intellect.
No, one for each.
Wait, what are we doing again?
It's speeches.
Sure. Does it have to be a president?
Yes.
Or can it just be like...
No, you're building your dream president right now, but it has to be of the American presidents. Speeches, accomplishments, looks, morals.
Okay, morals, Jimmy Carter. Looks, yeah. Barack Obama. Accomplishments, that one time that George W. Bush dodged two shoes in a row.
And throughout the first pitch. Yeah.
Post 9/11.
Right.
I felt pretty American before I knew the truth. And then what was the other one?
Speeches. Who gives the best
speeches? Maybe probably Lincoln? Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think you and I are similar. I think accomplishments.
I don't know.
No.
Oh, wait.
Accomplishments, Eisenhower. I want accomplishments, Eisenhower. I want looks.
Because of the interstate?
Yeah. What? Yeah. That's the best thing any president has ever done.
It's manipulated the weather.
It's the best thing any president has ever done.
It's the best thing that any
president... The best thing that any president has
Abraham
ever
Lincoln
done.
Freed the slaves. You sure you want to say that, buddy?
Ooh. All right. I forgot about that one. Second best thing. Hey, I forgot about that.
How did you forget, my dude?
I don't know.
You're a bad guy.
Did he? He did.
It was...
The Emancipation Proclamation. Yeah. All right. You're right. Eisenhower, top three accomplishments. Well, then Abraham is the accomplishments, right? All right. Abraham accomplishments, Jimmy Carter morals, Obama speeches, and...
Reagan speeches? No.
And JFK looks.
JFK had a funky look. He definitely looked like he had a thyroid problem.
I liked that he was young. I think it represents a youthful nature to this country.
I'm not into the Irish Catholic thing. No offense.
Bleep that. Was casual racism just being dropped in this podcast? Are we going to allow that?
I said no offense afterwards.
All right. You could just say no offense after that?
That's like, those are kind of my people, right? Welsh people, Irish people, they're all the same type of white.
Hey, you keep, say whatever you want, sweetie.
All right. Sorry, man. Sorry. Hey.
Did we build the perfect president, you think? Whose president is better? Because your accomplishments are a little weak, I think.
Do you know how bad it would have made us look after getting fucked on by...
If he threw a ball? Yeah.
If he threw a shitty pitch, or if he got his shit rocked by two...
Yeah.
Penny loafers or whatever the fuck
I
it was.
I think being president is like... It's like the slowest kind of aura farming that you can do because it takes forever. But when one thing happens, it's like the coolest thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like presidents kind of just like limp around and like, and then they clutch up when the time is right. And that's their legacy forever.
That's not true. Not for all of them.
Well, what's the worst aura farming moment from a president?
Calvin Coolidge used to carry around a small pair of scissors to trim off shit off of people's fabrics that they were wearing. Look it up.
That doesn't seem that bad.
That's creepy as fuck. You don't fucking know some dude and a guy named Calvin is going to come up to you and snip you?
Didn't a dude get stuck in a bathtub or something?
Yeah. William Howard Taft.
Taft.
Yeah. Fatty.
That's the worst aura farming moment.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, like, how do you, you know what I mean? Like the health of the nation and you're going to get stuck in a bathtub?
Yeah.
No. I think that was a marketing ploy for Big Bathtub.
Big Bathtub. Yeah, literally Big Bathtub. Yeah.
Everybody needs bigger bathtubs.
Everybody needs a bigger bathtub.
See what happened to our president? That could have been his ultimate demise. Get a bigger bathtub. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You want a bathtub big enough that Taft could fit in.
I wish that bathing was more normal.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like in baths. In bathtubs.
I don't like it. It's like human soup.
Yeah. I wish it was more normal. It feels good. It feels like I'm being an adult when I do it.
I don't like it. I especially don't like it. I don't like hot tubs with other people. I don't like baths. What are you looking at me for?
You've never been in a hot tub when you're like...
Yeah, and I've been thinking, wow, people's booty flakes are floating right around my elbows and undercarriage. Gross. And then it just feels like you're like boiling yourself.
Yeah, but like, you ever been like in like a, like a, you had a little...
Why are you doing this while you're saying it?
You had a little crushy crush in the hot tub and you're like, I like being in the soup with you.
I've had crushes on people, yes, that is true.
But in a hot tub.
I don't like hot tubs. It's gross to me.
You wouldn't hot tub with me?
Yeah, because I love you.
That's what I'm... That's literally exactly what I'm saying right now. That's exactly what I'm saying right now.
Just because you do something doesn't mean you like it.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's something that you do that you don't like?
Pay taxes, and then that money gets allocated in disproportionate areas of our federal government in ways that I wouldn't choose my money to be spent.
Like, let's have more interstates, you know?
Let's have more interstates? Yeah. Where?
In between the states.
They're there.
Get more.
Where?
In
and
between
why?
The states.
For, it already works.
For better traffic.
For better traffic?
Yeah.
No.
You ever seen that picture of, like, the Texas, like, interstate junction that's bigger than, like, a like Italy or something?
Texas is huge, dude.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
And then I see Alaska.
What's
I can't
the best state
sleep.
For apple orchards?
What? What's the what?
Best state for apple orchards.
Washington.
Like
or
Oregon. Remember the character in Gravity Falls?
Maine?
Called, is it Maine?
I think there's different areas that has like different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We should go to Cape Cod. You ever been to Cape Cod?
No.
Me neither. Washington. New York.
Ooh. Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Washington.
The
wow.
Pennsylvania job. The Pennsylvania job is just the
stealing ooh, stealing cider donuts? What's a cider donut?
Donut made with apple cider.
That sounds kind of good.
I know. Man, what's your... Okay, you retire right now. You have $100 million. What's your... What are you doing?
I... Probably not working. I have $100 million. I'm retired, you're saying?
Yeah.
I got to help people. I'm going to feel guilty having that much money.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to buy a lighthouse?
You want to buy a lighthouse?
Yeah. I want to have a lighthouse on my property.
Ooh, I think I'd want my own ice rink and my own Zamboni guy.
Oh, yeah. That's doable. That's doable.
Is that too much?
No, I feel like you could have that within... You know, depending on this podcast does, you could get that pretty soon, I think.
It's pretty exciting.
I think really all you have to do is live in like Wisconsin, Minnesota.
No, not how much
is
it
build?
Build
a
you
lighthouse?
Said build a lighthouse. He wants to buy one.
Buy a lighthouse.
I think these are often owned by like the state. I don't think you can just.
Ugh.
Yeah, look, .gov, you're fucked, dude. The National Historic Lighthouse Preservation Act of 2000. Oh, well.
These fucking feds always get in my shit. That's my least favorite government organization.
The National Lighthouse Preservation Committee?
Yeah. Fuck them. Actually, you know what would be hilarious? This is satire, okay? This is completely...
I mean, all of this is,
right?
Right.
This is completely for the sake of entertainment.
Sure.
How funny would an assassination be on the lowest piece of... Like government, like it's like
on the lowest piece of government.
Yeah, like think about like the lowest ranking like public servant, and they get assassinated for political reasons. It's like a neighborhood watch member gets assassinated.
Neighborhood watch vice president.
Yeah, neighborhood watch vice president. Isn't that funny?
I need
county commissioner. You know, what do they do? What do they do? What do county commissioners do?
They are members of the community that we've chosen to tell us how we're going to spend. You're yawning. You asked me a question. Okay. Damn.
I just yawn sometimes. It doesn't mean that you're boring.
A county commissioner is somebody who's elected in the community to help people decide how they're going to allocate funds.
Okay.
So like, oh, we have this shitty gym Mm-hmm. And it used to be a dance hall after World War II, and it hasn't been used for the last 25 years. Should we tear it down for this amount of money? Should we rebuild it and make it this kind of community center for this kind of money? Or should we come up with a different plan? And then they all just sit around and jerk off on each other and rub it on their tummies and let it dry.
Cool.
Sorry.
What's the best decade?
What's the best decade?
Yeah.
Probably 2010s.
I was going to say 2000s. You know, we don't call decades by, like we don't say like 10s and 20s anymore. Like as a society, we just don't do that. Like back in the day when like, it would be like 1979, they'd be like, you ready for the 80s? And everyone would be like, yeah, this is the 80s. You know what I mean? But we don't do that anymore. Isn't that crazy?
Do you think people in the 80s were like, this is the 80s?
That's exactly what I just said.
I'm saying, do you think that's true? I mean, you weren't there.
I saw etymology TikTok.
Hmm. I mean, I think that also has to do with like the longevity of the human life now. You know what
right,
I mean?
Like we remember the 20s. You know what I mean?
And
we
the already, Titans.
Yeah. God, I remember the Titans.
But you know what I mean? Like, you can't really, like, the 50s are barreling toward us, 2050s. But, like, we know guys from the 1950s. Because, like...
Who's your favorite guy from the 1950s?
I don't know. My Nana?
Damn.
What do you mean?
She probably watched...
She's
like,
alive.
She probably watched, like, Martin Luther King on the news, you know?
She did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. She did.
That's crazy, dude.
My Nana's so cool, man.
God, it feels like so long ago, though.
It makes me proud that, like, I have a family member that wasn't a dick during the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
Like Nana's a bad bitch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't, like, white knight, kind of, like, shitty. She was, like, actually, like, oh, I just love all people, and it doesn't make sense that we're bad guys.
Damn. She Christian?
She was raised Catholic. Yeah, she's Catholic. Mm. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's cool.
Love your neighbor, guys. That's what this podcast is all about.
Yeah, be like more like Nana. Be more like Nana.
Yeah. Nana, come on the pod. We want to talk to you.
My other family, though, they sucked.
Yeah.
Not really proud of them for certain reasons. But no, Aunt Stella and Nana, you get a pass. I love you so much.
They get a pass.
All right, that's been another episode of See You Later. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate all 8 of you. It means so much to us. And I'm Allie. This is Scott. And we'll see you next week.
But only if you comment and let us know which of the 8 you are. Everyone assign numbers to yourselves and comment your number 1 through 8. Let us know.
Thank you. Love you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.